This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Feminism in your ears. It's another broad podcast on Joy 94.9. Keep listening. Hashtag feminism, hashtag podcast, hashtag broad on Joy 94.9.
Broad Incorporated presents Films for Feminists. Is this a love of cinema gone mad? Is this the impossible dream of finding films that represent women and girls in a way most intelligent, most equal, most inclusive and intersectional? Is this feminism on film? With Sonia Hammer, who stars as a woman who lives for the impossible dream of a world of cinema where women are paid equally to men. Is this just fantasy? A film fantasy? No, it's real. Uncovering old and new films for women and girls about women and girls. Listen to us Monday nights on Broad. Films for Feminists on Joy 94.9.
Gender matters and everything, what's happening. It's a busy time since the release, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you know, everybody's like, oh, you must be relieved to have it be over. And I said, it's not over. It's only just begun.
It's never over, is it?
Never over.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is that we're doing a woman's show on Joy on Monday nights. So, yes. So we... we're doing that, and it's pretty amazing. A busy time, you know, trying to cover so many topics. We've never had a show.
I was
like going
to say, how many topics do you go to? Is it there are just everything that's current?
And we also do what we call Bad Bitches of History. So we're looking at women in the past history. That aren't so, you know, recognised. And film, of course, do films for feminists and little segments. So we do these little segments and stuff and relevant, you know, try to keep it as relevant and as recent as possible. Yeah. Yeah, cool. So you're the person to speak to. I'll just intro you there and get you to explain what you do, your role, and what you know of gender matters. Obviously, probably a lot, of course. And what is happening?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, just a little. This is Sonia for Broad on Joy 94.9. And we have on the line with us a Diana Burnett from, well, talking to her thanks to Screen Australia. Diana, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. So Diana says here in the brief bio here, I'm sure there's a lot more to it, but almost 20 years of... involvement in the film industry here and in the US.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little. Well, I could read this out, but it's better to come from you.
No, that's fine. I'm the administration manager across development and production here at Screen Australia. Mm-hmm. We work across mainly drama in the area that I do. So it's feature films, online and interactive television series, and all very sort of, you know, the high budget. We also help to promote and support short filmmakers and new talent coming through. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, yeah, I've had a number of jobs around as a manager or producer through Fremantle Media here in Australia. I worked at Animalogic for a couple of years, and then before that worked in feature animation in the US at some of the bigger studios there. So broad background, but it kind of sits well with what I do here at Screen Oz, looking across multiple kinds of avenues for storytelling. That's good.
So how did you get involved with Screen Australia, and in particular gender matters?
How did I get involved? Well, I've been at Screen Australia for 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And it was really just looking at coming back from the US, where I wasn't familiar with the Australian film industry anymore. I'd been away for about 15 years, so just felt like I needed to work somewhere where it crossed over all of Australia and looked at all of the different types of work coming through the door. So this was actually a perfect opportunity. So that just came up 6 years ago, and I've just loved every minute of it. Gender Matters came about last year. We, you know, heard the need, and all over the world, really, for promoting more opportunities for women, both on screen and off, and in business as well. So in December last year, we came up with a plan to give $5 million towards the Gender Matter program, and this includes both Brilliant Stories and Brilliant Careers, where Brilliant Stories, we supported 45 story ideas through that, and for Brilliant Careers, we supported 13 industry projects, so help building sustainable careers for women. We have also, throughout all of our guidelines, we have made sure to look at all of the decisions that we make across gender and diversity as well, and that's our three of the 5 points that we are doing, and we're just about to announce the last 2 points. And we're hoping that will give a more sustainable career for women, continued.
Yes.
Continually.
Oh, the last 2 points, is that the distribution guarantee support and attachments for women? Is that?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Number 4 and 5. Yep. Okay.
So our CEO is going to announce those in detail at the end of July, so I guess next week, for 37 South. So stay tuned for that announcement.
And that's to enhance, according to this, enhance the distribution and marketing of Australian films with significant female content. That's really important. As a producer, I mean, someone who has worked in that field, you would know how essential that is.
Yes. And, it doesn't just stop with the development of the stories, and the businesses. It's then, with a male-dominated, distribution, local distribution, we need to make sure that our voices are being heard through getting our films out there. So, absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's true. And you see that in festivals, you see that right across the board. Many places, festivals that are run by men as well, predominantly. And, of course, that can lead to, would you say, bias or more of a lack of representation?
It can. I mean, it's a question I've been asked a lot, which is, what is the struggle for women? Why aren't they, getting more traction? And there are many reasons for the gender imbalance in our country. When you think about, there is over 50% of the population, I think the last statistics, are women. So what is the problem? I don't think it's specific to the screen industry, but some of the reasons might be the unconscious bias. It's the prominence of men in key decision-making roles, and also the difficulty women have previously faced returning to work after taking time off to raise a family, and that's something that we look at and are actively seeking to improve, because that seems to be a lot of the people. We looked at our own slate of projects, and we don't have a bias. We are absolutely, we do look at things very carefully. So it wasn't that. It was just then getting those people who getting the traction out there. And part of that was they go away, they have a baby, they raise their family, and they come back and they go, I don't know anybody anymore, or I can't get a leg up, and something that we really, really want to focus on.
And does age come into that as well, or experience? You know, older women who've been in the industry gone away, as you've said, you know, and when I mean older, maybe only in their 30s. Is that a problem as well?
It could be. For us at Screen Australia, we don't, you know, we don't look at age. It's more, you know, how good is the story, and because we're trying to, you know, make sure that women get an equal opportunity, we do look carefully at that, as well as diversity across the board. But for us, you know, we don't have it internally, but it certainly is out there, absolutely.
Bombastic, audacious, revolutionary, rash, outraged, organised, assertive, activist. Days.
Broad.
On Joy 94.9.
And, of course, attachments for women. I mean, that's where the last point that's going to be launched. What exactly do you mean by that? Is that?
It will be attachments to specific projects, because we deal with a number of, you know, high-end television and feature productions. We want to support female attachments in any given role to be able to work on a film, and we, you know, say you have to have an attachment. So it's a mandatory thing that we want to propose. But I won't go into detail because there is going to be an official launch.
Cool.
But it is really exciting, and it's something we've started to put in place. It's good.
Cool. So yeah, crew basically. There's you know, you have a lot of
creatives and crew,
crew and shoots, and that has been something you always hear about actors, female actors, actresses, saying that they walk onto a set sometimes and it just feels like there's no women there. And, you know, I understand that could be not so comfortable in some particular scenes and situations. So it would be good to
and
see
that
change.
And that's something we want to try to change. Our plan through this Gender Matters program is for all of our production funding to reach a target of 50% female creative teams by the end of 2018. And that will have an effect to the crew as well, because, you know, I think female-led productions will help to promote female crew.
Exactly. One would hope.
One would hope.
That's
our aim.
Ideal. Well, it's a lot of work. It's an incredible thing, and it seems to align perfectly with what is happening globally, like you mentioned, and specifically. But what do you think makes the Australian film environment different from, say, the American one? In your experience?
Good question. I don't see a hell of a lot of difference. I mean, you've still got, you know, I've always treated it as you just keep, no matter what barriers you have in any type of environment and in any type of situation, whether it's because you're female or not, you keep pushing through. And those that are good at what they do, it shows, and you do excel eventually. And America, I feel, is the same way. I think, you know, Australia's just got a smaller population, so in America you've got to work harder almost in order to get, you know, noticed, because there are so many people doing, especially in Hollywood, doing what you do. So in that way, it's probably more difficult in the US. But in Australia, I mean, you've got your barriers as well, but there are so many people, and just being at this this gender launch and seeing all of the amazing women and talent in the room going, well, we can all work together. This is, you know, this is a good thing. And the more people we get out there, the more it's going to encourage new and emerging talent to come through.
Exactly. I think one of the key things that I've noticed in the last year alone, just in the media, and from what people say, women talk amongst themselves, and that is you go and see a superhero film, for example, just as an example, and the takeaway is always, I wonder if such and such a woman director, if she had done it, what would she have, you know, how would she have done it? And that's been the way that I guess we've been thinking for a long time, but it's really come up a lot more since Ghostbusters and since, you know, more recent times. Obviously, Wonder Woman, the trailer was launched at the San Diego Comic Con on the weekend. That has a woman at the helm. Ghostbusters didn't have a woman at the helm. So it'll be interesting. Do you think that's becoming more obvious?
I guess it's been too long of not seeing enough female directors, and the stats, you know, prove it here at least, with, you know, 23% writers and 16% directors in film. I mean, that's appalling. And I think the more everyone is used to it and have seen it, and, you know, it's not such a, wow, that's a female-directed film. Like, where we get to a point where it's actually normal will be a good thing. but until that day, we're going to keep pushing to make sure that we reach that target.
And do we know in Australia what the ratio is? Women directors, for example, compared to men?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a full report on our website that's been done, but it's 32%. Of women are working as producers.
Okay.
23% are working as writers and 16% working as directors.
Okay, Yeah, you do see that a lot with producers, 32%. And also with the, I guess the, I don't know if there are attachments, but with the publicity side of things, it seems to be predominantly women as well.
In
as far as
publicity, you mean?
Yeah,
PR kind of stuff. Yeah, definitely. And look, there's also in the distribution arm, I mean, we say that it's sort of male dominated, but there are actually a lot of female marketing people working in those distribution companies. So they're there. It's just, you know, why aren't our films getting where they need to?
Exactly.
And that's, you know, for a number of reasons.
Yeah, excellent. Well, you've got a big job ahead of you and everyone there. And so far it's come this far, which is amazing, and it's very exciting. Is there any other country that is doing the similar type of thing right now?
Yeah, Sweden has done quite an extensive change. They've already, I think, hit their target of, I believe it was 50% female through the, I think it's the Swedish Institute or have a look. But, yeah, and they basically, every decision meeting they go to, they make sure that what they're looking at is 50%, at least 50% female in every decision. So they started that a couple of years ago and have already reached and exceeded their targets. So we knew it could, you know, it was possible. And it was just about, you know, getting everybody on board to do so. I think, you know, Gina Davis, her institute has been working hard to try to help in the US film industry, but I do believe that the US still has quite a ways to go.
Yeah. I don't think they've got something quite like this. I haven't discovered anything. So.
And it's hard because they don't have the opportunities that Australians do with government funding. It just doesn't exist there. So, and I know that the UK Film Council also put out a report on gender, and I think their plan, pending Brexit, of course, their plan to, you know, to ensure 50% female in the industry as well. So we should see a change, a big change in the coming years.
Cool. That would be very exciting.
Yeah.
It'd be good to see my friends getting work.
Yes, me too.
At the end of the day. And that's bias. I shouldn't be saying that. That could be bias, seen as bias. Whoopsie. Yes. Might have to edit that out. Well, look, thank you so much for speaking to us there, Diana Burnett.
No problem at all.
From Screen Australia. That's wonderful. So what's your actual, I should get this right, what is your actual name of your role at Screen Australia so I can say that properly?
Yeah, it's Administration Manager, Development and Production.
Administration Manager. I'm writing this down.
Yep.
Administration Manager, Production? No.
Yeah, Development and Production.
Development. Oh, I knew there was a word missing, a vital word actually. Oh, that's great.
Excellent. Oh, no problem.
Thanks for speaking to us. I'm looking forward to the rest of the announcements and hopefully get to talk to more people who are involved in the projects. So thank you very much.
No problem at all.
For speaking to us on Broad on Joy 94.9.
Thank you, sisters. You've been listening to this Broad podcast here on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to tune in to us Monday nights at 9 p.m. on Joy. For feminism in your ears.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.